dispatch.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Wild Dispatch. I'm Robin and I'm back with more skills and stories from the wild. But I am not alone today. I have a returning guest, and actually a man in person, Caden Marquis. I'm actually at his house right now. We've just been on an aquatic adventure in Camps Bay, which is an area just close to Cape Town. So Caden was showing me the ropes with spearfishing, although the weather was a little bit rough, so we didn't quite get the spear guns out, did we?
No, so yeah, did get a bit of free diving in.
Yeah.
Snorkeling.
I don't know if we could call it that for me.
I think, especially like we were saying before you got in, you have to appreciate the ocean, and we probably could have spearfished, but like we saw when we got out, stuff can change fast.
Yeah.
Basically we just looked at a spot we're going to spearfish, way too much swell, and just decided to rather try have a good snorkel, free dive, try look at some seals, which at the end of the day was awesome.
It was cool.
But yeah, literally like we said, when we got out and the conditions had changed, you know, it would have, trying to get in onto rocks with a spear gun and a GoPro, it would have been, there's going to be a lot more days to dive, so there's no point
pushing it.
In my opinion.
And also, I have to say, even without any of that paraphernalia, I was deeply ungraceful trying to get onto that rock from the ocean, because it was kind of pummeling. I mean, it was probably calm for what you're used to.
Yeah, so I think for the guys listening, to explain the dive, basically you walk down from the main road about, I don't know, 100 meters. It's about 20 meters down vertical, through rocks, and then yeah, basically you get in through boulders, and obviously you have to time getting in.
Yeah.
Then you also have to negotiate that you've got flippers or fins on, you're getting your mask on, then you straight into kelp forest. So especially for a beginner diver, it was a good dive, dude. I was impressed.
Oh, well, you're being overly nice. In my own head, I'm punishing myself. But yeah, it was great. It was great fun. However, we are going to go on and we're going to talk more about your love affair with hunting in under the ocean. But actually, this part is just going to be a short moment, because it's the holidays and we're busy running around having adventures just like this one today. Mm. And also, a bit of statistics, which is probably boring for most people, but actually it's more as a mark of respect for my guests. this probably sounds like I'm painting it as that, but yeah, there's always a big drop off during the holidays. And so I want to save the great conversations that I've got for those moments in the new year when people are back at work, when they're not running around having parties, having their own adventures, so that they can have some time to really give their attention to these great people that that I've managed to speak to already this year. So this is just going to be a brief hello, happy holidays. I'm going to wreck this now in Afrikaans. Was it Gesinde Kaasfees?
So we can fill up your week's episode with a boring person, boring conversation.
Well, that's just your family, right? During the holidays. So yeah, that's what this episode is in a nutshell. It's just quick hello and a quick goodbye.
Oh, dude, we haven't even seen each other in a year.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's going to be good to have a catch up.
We were Eastern Cape.
So we are gonna now record a quick pod after this, and we're going to have a proper catch up. And all of our hunting stories that have happened over the last 12 months, me chasing blacktails and bear and turkeys over on the west coast of America, Caden going to Namibia, I believe.
Chasing Cape, Namibia.
Yeah, chasing warthogs and mountain, an obscure breed of mountain zebra that I've never heard of. All kinds of fun stuff. And then also fishing tuna and an abundance of spear fishing. So we're going to go through, we're going to just spill our guts and share our stories in another episode that will be coming soon. But in the meantime, sit back and enjoy your holidays with your family or whoever it is that you care about. And I hope that you are managing to consume a wonderfully foraged, hunted, fished, grown meal of some kind. Off the land, because that's always the one that tastes best when you've got the deliciousness of your own efforts on the plate too.
Cannot agree more, dude.
So, until next time, thanks for listening and see you next year.